Dear listeners, Sai Ram from Prashantinilam, the most happening place on the planet, as I always say, and it indeed is. Prashanti is the most happening place, and in fact, this year, the year of his 90th birthday from Guru Purnima, every day is like a festival. Before one group leaves, there is another ready to offer their service and their bouquet of presentations to Bhagwan. Today is August 13, 2015, and you had devotees from Haryana and Chandigarh offering their seva, offering their programs last 2 days in Sai Kulwant Hall. And before them, it was the group from Erode. And that Parthiyatra from Erode was quite an experience, because it was not just a Parthiyatra like any other. It was indeed really a celebration. Prashanti seemed like it was in the midst of a huge occasion, because there were nearly 2,400 devotees who had come from this district of Tamil Nadu. Erode district is located in the western part of Tamil Nadu state, and Erode is the headquarters of this district, and in fact the seventh largest urban agglomeration in Tamil Nadu. It's about 400 kilometers to the southwest of Chennai and 80 kilometers to the east of Coimbatore. And Erode district, incidentally, was the largest district in the state of Tamil Nadu until 2009, when a new district, Tirupur, was created, taking portions from this district and certain areas from the district of Coimbatore. So, in this district of Erode, there are 300 Balvikas centers. I wonder if anywhere else in the country we have such a vibrant Balvikas movement. And in the present Parthiyatra, out of the 2,400 people who had come, 500 were children. And the heartening thing is, 50% of the devotees who had come this time were devotees who were in Prashantinilam for the first time. In fact, this is nothing new when it comes to Erode. Earlier, in 2012, they had a similar Parthiyatra, where again there were 2,400 devotees, and of which 1,800, that is 75%, were children. It was a Balvika-centric Parthiyatra. And the man who has been spearheading this initiative and the Sai movement in this vibrant district, reverberating with Swami's name and glory, is Mr. D. Rajendran, a gold medalist in electrical and electronic engineering from the University of Madras, who later went on to do his master's in environment and engineering. Mr. D. Rajendran has been not just the district president of the Satya Sai organization in Erode, but a colossus of inspiration for everyone. If the district today has 27 samitis and 15 bhajan mandalis, and as I mentioned, 300 Balvika centers, it is because Mr. Rajendran is a tireless worker who visits these samitis regularly, giving inspiring talks in schools and colleges, motivating youngsters towards a good life. It is because he never loses any time in attending any social functions, be it marriages or birthday parties, but spends all his time looking after the various service projects of the organization, be it organizing Balvika's guru training programs or disaster management training programs, or conducting free tuition centers for poor children, or tending to the rural vocational training centers. The list goes on. In fact, he has given away the first floor of his house for the vocational training center, where training is given in trades like plumbing, electrical wiring, carpentry, two-wheeler repair and so on. By the way, he built this house with a loan from the bank. In fact, given the number of activities of the Sai organization that he is involved in on a daily basis, one might actually wonder if he has time left for his professional work. But actually, he is a very successful professional. In fact, handling huge responsibilities in his office too. He is the executive engineer at the Tamil Nadu Generation and Distribution Corporation Limited, which is an electrical power generation and distribution public sector undertaking that is owned by the government of Tamil Nadu. This organization is the successor to the erstwhile Tamil Nadu Electricity Board. And Mr. Rajendran is in charge of 3 hydropower stations near Erode. And he has also been a recipient of many certificates of appreciation from the chief engineer of his company. He is known for his expertise as well as his integrity. fact, I had the opportunity to interact with him this time when they were here for the Parthiyatra. And that gave me a clue about what he is, what gives him that inspiration, and also how this Parthiyatra came into being. There are certain businessmen who actually close down their factories for 3 days to facilitate their employees to come for Parthiyatra. And it was no easy task organizing a yatra of this magnitude, because they had to hire an entire train. All of them came in a charter train. It was indeed a huge process of getting this done with the railway authorities. And then they had to organize APSRTC buses, Andhra Pradesh State Road Transport Corporation buses, to commute between the railway station and the mandir. And for those who cannot afford to pay the fares but wanted to come, they had to manage their expenses too. And the team that worked closely with Mr. Rajendran is the alumni of Sri Satya Sai Balvikas of Erode, as well as alumni of Bhagwan's University. They pitched in wholeheartedly with their time and resources. And their Parthiyatra began at 7 p.m. on August 7th. Food was all taken care of, because they all made it themselves, packed and distributed to everyone in the coaches during the journey. And the reason why so many came enthusiastically is that the movement, the momentum of the Sai movement in Erode is strong. More than for the last 9 years, they have been conducting annual sadhana camps, and these have been organized by past Balvika students and Sai University alumni of Erode regions. And these sadhana camps always have served to galvanize and recharge the devotees in this region. So when this yatra was planned, they all were so eager to be part of it, and they prepared 3 cultural programs. One was a Ramkatha rendition, which was done by 2 little sisters who practiced this for several months. They also had a dance drama presentation by the school children of JC's Matriculation Higher Secondary School. And in this school, Balvikas is being taught for the past 15 years. Every year, the students and teachers of the school take up a project based on one value. For example, 1 year could be the year of truth, another year the year of right conduct. And in all these 5 years, 5 values are covered. And what they presented is their experience and knowledge that they gained in undertaking these projects. The children presented what they have learned from the Ramayana, lessons drawn from Ramakatha Rasavahini. There was also a dance program by the Sri Satya Sai Matriculation Higher Secondary School children, and of course a music presentation by the Balvikas children and the youth of Erode. It was 6 months of dedicated effort, working continuously with extremely hectic weekends, with a lot of rehearsals for each of these to be presented at the lotus feet of Bhagwan and in the best manner possible. And it showed, their preparation showed, their devotion was so obvious, their commitment and love for Bhagwan was so evident when you saw these programs in the Sai Kulwant Hall. Let me give you a glimpse of these cultural programs.
We, the Erode District Sai devotees, welcome you all who have gathered here, yearning to taste the nectarine divine love of our beloved Swami, who is the supreme God for all the devotees, the Bhagavatas.
ஈஸ்வரம்பாளி என்றெடுத்த இன்னல்களை தீர்க்க வந்த சுவாமியே ஸ்ரீ சத்ய சாயி பகவான். ஸ்வாமியே ஸ்ரீ சத்ய சாயி பகவான் ஈஸ்வரமடி
ஜனனி ஜனனி ஜகத்காரணி பூரணி நாரணியே ஜனனி 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 ஜகத்காரணி பூரணி நாரணியே ஜனனி 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 ஜகத்காரணி பூரணி நாரணியே ஜனனி ஜனனி ஜனனி
ராம கஜனு வினரையா ராம கஜனு வினரையா
So that was just a glimpse of the various cultural programs presented by the Bal Vikas children and the youth of Erode. And in fact, you can watch the videos of all of these on our website, radiosai.org. And as I was telling you, in planning this huge Parthi pilgrimage, they had their own moments of challenges, own moments of exhilaration, own moments of anxiety. In fact, they were sharing how when they planned for this chartered train, the railways asked for a huge deposit as an advance payment, which was to be adjusted against the ticket fares later. They had actually somehow pooled the resources for all the actual tickets, but they had their fingers crossed for the advance deposit. And the final day for the payment came and they actually did not have the money. And suddenly, some devotees came forward and they said, what is the point of our money lying in the bank? It's better it is used for a noble cause like this. And they just opened their purses. Quite unexpectedly. Again, the train which was supposed to reach Prashanti on 7th August at 7:30 a.m. For reasons they did not understand, they said that the train is going to be delayed, and they were very anxious because they had the opportunity to sing the morning bhajans. That slot was booked for them on August 7th, and now they were not sure if the train would reach in time. So they started praying to Bhagwan, and it so happened that during the course of the journey overnight, for some strange reason, routes were changed and crossings were cleared, and the train guard comes and informs them that they will reach Parthi actually 4 hours earlier, again for some unknown reason. They could only fold their hands and offer their prayers to Bhagwan, and they sang beautifully for 3 days, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, 7th, 8th, 9th in Prashantinilayam Mandir in Sai Kulwant Hall. And when you listened to them, you knew that they were prepared. In fact, later I heard that singers from Sundaram had come to Erode and trained them. They had requested for a training so that they perform well, so that they deliver well in Prashantinilayam. And Mr. Rajendran was saying how bhajans has had such a beautiful effect in the devotees. When new devotees come, bhajans always attract them. So he is so clear that bhajans have to be done very well, and he takes a lot of pains in organizing bhajan workshops and training people so that they can sing well and sing with raga, with bhava, with tala. And Mr. Rajendran was saying, while bhajans is the draw for devotees, for the schools and colleges, it is EHV. And for the youth, it is seva. He draws the youth through beautiful seva programs. He goes to the schools and colleges with EHV material. and he pulls the heartstring of people through Sai Bhajans, and then everyone works towards purification of their being. In fact, there were so many challenges. A week before the Yatra, they received a notification from the Southern and Southern Western Railways that the chartered train actually may not materialize, and they were very crestfallen. And just one or two days before the Yatra, they got the good news that yes, the train is happening. So like this, they have had plenty of anxious moments, but they have experienced the beautiful invisible hand of God. And the people who came to Prashant and Lim for the first time, you could see how overwhelmed they were. Mr. Rajendran said how so many who have been touched by the love of Bhagwan, they were desperate to come to Parthi. They have started a project called the Sri Satya Sai Nutrition Project, which is an all India level project where you supply Sai protein to expectant mothers and young children. And since the government also had a similar scheme, Mr. Rajendran thought, how different can we do this? And so they decided they will go into really interior regions where no one goes. And that is what they did. They went to all these lonely areas and very, very interior areas and served young mothers with the Sai protein. And once these mothers delivered healthy babies, they were keen to come to Prashant Nilayam and know who is this Sai Baba who came to them unasked. And Mr. Rajendran was saying their disaster management awareness programs in schools, colleges and in rural areas, their rural vocational training centers, has touched so many people that all of them wanted to come and reciprocate to Bhagwan their love. Now they want to come and serve. Every person who has been served the love of Bhagwan want to come and serve in Prashant Nilayam. And the man who has been responsible to drive all these people, to take Bhagwan's love to these people, has been Mr. Rajendran. And I asked him, what is motivating you? What is your source of inspiration? What is driving you? And then he shared his story about how he did not know anything about Bhagwan until he was in the ninth standard, when one day a family friend came and said that it would be nice to do a bhajan in their house. And that is how his parents allowed a Sai bhajan. And after the bhajan session concluded, for some strange reason, everyone in the family decided that they will give up non-veg. Because Swami always asks his devotees to be vegetarians. And he says, I don't know why, but all of us in the family that day decided that we will give up non-veg. But after that, he said, I had no touch with Bhagwan. There was a long gap until my marriage happened. And in my marriage, there were photographs of Swami all over the place because my in-laws were devotees of Bhagwan. He received the shock of his life when the couple's first child was stillborn. When the child was lost, that is when he was completely down, depressed. And that is when his in-laws told him that it might be good for them to go to the centers to pray to Bhagwan. And that is how he started going to the Sai centers, and his initial duty was arranging and guarding the slippers during Samiti Bhajans. And he did that with a lot of interest and devotion. His wife in the meanwhile conceived once again. And when the time for delivery came, the doctor said that the baby is upside down and probably they will have to do a C-section. And Rajendran again was very worried. And he prayed, he says the whole night, he did Likhita Japam. He wrote Bhagwan's name and he was praying that the delivery should happen on a Thursday. And just as he had wished and prayed, the delivery happened before the Friday began. And to the amazement of the doctors, it was a normal delivery. He had already decided to name the child Sai Prasad. And interestingly, Sai Prasad joined the Sri Sathya Sai Mirpuri College of Music, and he's actually learned 2 years of music and now back with his father, helping him in his work and also pursuing his degree in computer science. In fact, he was here for this Bharatiyatra and he sang a couple of songs very beautifully. And he says, once this happened, once Bhagwan gave him that prasad called Sai Prasad, his son, that is when his faith was completely strengthened in Bhagwan, and he decided that he will give his life in his service. And he said, I have experienced Bhagwan's hand, Bhagwan's grace in so many ways. He has made my life so bright. He said, when I was serving as an assistant engineer in Tamil Nadu Electricity Board, there was a communication that the board has decided to sponsor the bachelor's of engineering degree holders to do masters. See, there was an opportunity for him to do masters now, but in the ranking list, his name was in the 27th position, whereas the board decided to sponsor only the first 10 ranks. So all he did is just pray to Bhagwan, and he says, I don't know how suddenly he saw his name in the 5th position at the time of finalizing the sponsorship list. And that is how he did his master's. Again, after qualifying with the master's degree, Mr. Rajendran was supposed to get transferred from Ero to another place, because as per government rule, there was no suitable position available in the Ero Electricity Board then. But the way it turned out, Mr. Rajendran, who was at that time also the district president of the Sathya Sai organization in Erode, was allowed to continue in Erode, and a new position was created for him called executive engineer. For the first time, this position was created, and he was given the charge of 3 hydropower stations. He did not pay a single rupee as bribe to anyone, or did not approach any influential people. He just prayed. And he says, I don't know how it happened. That is all his grace. And it is his grace that today I am such a fulfilled and happy person. And all I want to do is I want more people to be happy. I want Sai Kulwant Hall full. I want Prashanti to be always bubbling with people experiencing that happiness, that joy. Just like I came to Prashanti and I have been benefited, I want everyone to receive that blessing. And that is the reason why he says, that is what drives me every day. And I ask him, you spend so much of your time in Sai organization activities, does it affect your professional assignments? And he said, actually it works to the contrary. It helps me in my professional work, because I don't know how, but what takes 5 hours for another person, for me it always takes 1 or 2 hours. All my efficiency and effectiveness is because of the work that I do in the Sai organization. In fact, if there is any problem in my company, they call me to troubleshoot. Whether it is a technical problem or a conflict management between 2 people, his superior always trusts him to troubleshoot any problem. And he never says no when he asks for leave to go for seva or to leave for Sai work. In fact, for the past 15 years, Mr. Rajendran has been serving as a sevadal at Prashanthi Nilayam during the month of March and October months. And every time he comes, he brings with him not less than 200 sevadals. And what is also amazing about him, for the past 7 years, continuously, He has been attending Nagar Sankirtan without missing a day. Every morning he goes for Nagar Sankirtan. In fact, when he started, he was alone. There was no one, but that would not deter him. Alone he would chant the Lord's name and walk on the streets of Erode. And slowly his family joined and then other people joined. And now it is a daily routine for him. In fact, he has his meetings with the office bearers of the Sai organization after the Nagar Sankirtan. He says that is the best time to have meetings. In very short time, we clear everything. And his dream is to increase the number of Balvika centers from 300 to 1008. He says that is what I want to offer to Bhagwan. When I was speaking to Mr. Rajendran, I just could not be left in awe. It was such an awe-inspiring experience. You cannot be untouched with his passion, with his dedication, with his commitment to Bhagwan's mission and work. Of course, it is teamwork, but someone has to lead from the front. And it is through such leaders that anything fantastic, anything magnificent has ever happened in this world. In fact, last Thursday we spent time discussing about a great son of Mother India who went back to the lap of Mother India, leaving so many of his admirers, students and followers absolutely grief-stricken, but at the same time inspired to lead the kind of life that he has led, Dr. A.P.J. Abdul Kalam, the only president of India who earned the title People's President. In the earlier episode of Outside Inside Deep Inside, we did discuss some aspects of his personality and his association with Bhagwan, his visits to this divine hamlet, and what people who have seen him at close quarters have experienced, and how was Bhagwan's interaction with him. But there is so much more. There are so many people who have been touched by him. An inspired life always touches people wherever he or she goes. Not because they do anything special. Just by being what they are, they touch so many lives. And of course, they are so dear to Lord. The Lord's love flows through them. So today we will go on and dwell some more on this beautiful life of Dr. APJ Abdul Kalam in this last segment of Thursday Life, coming to you straight from the studios of Radio Sai.
Tune into Sai. Spend the day with Sai. From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. On Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Stay tuned. So welcome to Outside Inside, Deep Inside. I'm Team Radio Sai's Bishu. The time in the studios now is 9:09, and as I just mentioned, today let's continue to contemplate on the beautiful life of Dr. APJ Abdul Kalam. I had the opportunity to talk to a few of our senior brothers who had the chance to interact with him. And I felt this is something so beautiful to be shared with everyone. I was talking to Brother A. Arun Kumar, an alumnus of our university, who along with Brother Deepak Anand had the opportunity to serve Dr. Kalam in 2002 when he was here as a chief guest for the convocation. And Brother Arun said how after Swami had granted interview to Dr. Kalam, Bhagwan came out and told the students, as soon as Dr. Kalam entered the interview room, Swami said, he said, Kalam Baba ko salam karta hai. Kalam offers his salutations to Baba. Swami said it with a twinkle in his eyes. And that evening, after bhajans, Arun says, I was a witness to a singular episode of how so many students has surrounded this dignitary. Never in Prashanti you actually see boys around any other VIP, because you are here, we are here with God. But Kalam, sir, is such a special person. And in fact, when Dr. Kalam became president, one of his first visits was to Prashanti Nilayam, and he was so impressed with the service activities of Bhagwan and the personality of Bhagwan, the love that he experienced at Bhagwan's lotus feet, that as we mentioned last time, he sent a check to Bhagwan of his first 2 months' salary. In fact, he said, "Bhagwan, you are my mother, you are my father." He faxed a letter to Swami requesting him to accept the offering, just as a mother accepted her child's loving gift. In fact, Swami showed everyone the fax that was sent by Dr. Kalam. In fact, Swami later also gave a hint that he would go on to occupy an important post in the country. This was before he became the president. Bhagwan had given this hint to all the students. In fact, this hint was given very clearly by Swami to Brother M. Sainath, who served Swami for many years inside the Purnachandra Auditorium, which was Bhagwan's residence from 1993 till 2005. And I requested Brother Sainath to share about this incident and his moments of what he has seen, the interaction between Bhagwan and Dr. Kalam. And very kindly, he recorded this and sent it to us. So let me play this clip of Dr. Sainath for you now.
Sai Ram, this was the time when Dr. Kalam had come to Prashanti Nilayam to have Bhagwan's darshan with a close friend of his. Swami had put him up in a round block 3, and after darshan was over, he came back to Purnachandra Auditorium, and he told me to go and see whether Dr. Kalam had received his breakfast or not. So I went to look up Dr. Kalam, and Dr. Kalam was very happy to receive Bhagwan's blessings in this way. And I went back and reported to Bhagwan that the breakfast had arrived and that Dr. Kalam was very pleased. And he sent his grateful pranams to Bhagwan that Bhagwan had asked about him. So during the evening, Bhagwan called me once again and gave me one blue colored shirt and told me that, see, blue is a favorite color of Dr. Kalam. You go and give it to him and tell him that Bhagwan has sent it to him. It's a gift from Bhagwan. So in the evening, once again, I went to Dr. Kalam's room and presented him with the shirt and told him that Bhagwan had sent the shirt specifically for him. And Dr. Kalam was so happy. He was thrilled. And he was like a small child who had received a gift. And he said, "Did Swami send this for me? Did Swami send this for me? How did he know that blue is my favorite color?" And he was going on and on like a small child, you know. That humility and the simplicity of the person was actually so open in front of the eyes for everyone to see. And then during the evening, just as I was coming back, he made me sit, and with a puzzled look on his face, he asked me, "See, Bhagwan told me something during the interview today. I wonder whether you can help me understand what he said." I never professed myself to be the interpreter of Bhagwan's words, but nevertheless, Dr. Kalam was asking me. So I sat down and said, "Sir, whatever I can help, please go ahead." Then Dr. Kalam said, "Swami told me that I would soon be entrusted with a very major responsibility, but I'm not sure what he meant. Do you have any idea?" I had absolutely no clue what Dr. Kalam was talking about, and neither did I want to know what Swami was trying to tell him. But nevertheless, I expressed my inability to help Dr. Kalam, and I went back to Purnachandra Auditorium. Swami took one look at my puzzled face and he said, "What happened?" I said, "Swami, Dr. Kalam was extremely thrilled to take that blue shirt from you. And he expressed his happiness and he wants me to thank you on his behalf." Then Swami said, no, all that is fine, but why is that puzzled look on your face?" So I had to come out in the open. I said, "Swami, Dr. Kalam told me that it seems you told him that he would soon be entrusted with a major responsibility, and he asked me whether I had any idea what Swami was talking about." A mysterious smile came on Swami's lips. He said, "What did you tell him?" I said, "Swami, I didn't understand anything of what he was telling, so I couldn't tell him anything." And Swami said, "You didn't believe what I told him, right?" I said, "Swami, how can that be?" But behind my mind, I was very puzzled and I was a little skeptical about what Swami would have told Dr. Kalam. Swami just smiled, laughed, looked at my face once again, and with a very deep voice, he said, "The President of India. He is going to become the President of India." I was stunned. This was such an outlandish statement at that point of time. Nobody was even thinking of Dr. Kalam as the possible presidential candidate, let alone the President of India. Swami looked at me once again and he said, "You are not believing what I am saying." I just nodded my head because I didn't have the courage to tell him that, "Yes, Swami," in the hearts of hearts, I had my own doubts. Dr. Kalam looked anything but a presidential candidate to me. And Swami patted my cheek and he said, "Name Chepedi Satyam. He will become the President of India. You watch." And soon, about a month later, Dr. Kalam was nominated to become the President of country. And the day he became the President, Swami did not lose the opportunity to remind me, "I told you." So that was the unique relation which Dr. Kalam had with Bhagwan. There were occasions even during his talk when Bhagwan actually referred to Dr. Kalam and his simplicity and humility. No wonder they had a very special relation between them. Sai Ram.
So that is Dr. Sainath, an eyewitness account, someone who has had a direct experience of this beautiful relationship, this special relationship, which is so unique, very unlike Bhagwan had with anyone else. And it was so evident. There were a few instances which made this relationship as very special so clear. And people who have been with Bhagwan, like Dr. Sainath, have had the opportunity to witness this. They have had a ringside view of this. Like Brother Sainath, Brother Nitin Acharya also served Bhagwan as a personal servitor for more than 10 years. And he too witnessed this unique relationship between Kalam and Baba. And fortunately for us, he too recorded this for us. Even though he is now not here in Prashantinilam today, he took the trouble to record this, just like Dr. Sainath did. And I am going to now play for you what Brother Nitin Acharya recalls about the unique relationship between Dr. Kalam and Bhagwan. This is very revealing, very insightful and thought-provoking.
Dr. APJ Kalam was one of those very few privileged ones who were chosen twice as the chief guest for the annual convocation of Sri Sat Sai Institute of Higher Learning. And all of us know who chooses the chief guest. It is none other than our beloved Chancellor Bhagwan Sri Sat Sai Baba. Dr. Kalam was the chief guest for the 21st convocation held in the year 2002 and then once again for the 25th convocation in the year 2006, and that was the year when the Indoor Stadium was inaugurated and the convocation was held in the same stadium on the same day, that is 22nd of November 2006. And during both these occasions, Dr. Kalam's interactions with Swami was an inspiration to everyone who witnessed, and several lessons can be learned from these wonderful interactions between Swami and Shri Kalam. Humility is hallmark of an individual and a true leadership quality. And this quality can be learned from our beloved Swami and from the life of Dr. Kalam also. And above all, when these two leaders come together, then it is a feast, a bonanza to all of us. So here are a couple of glimpses from such interactions. We all know that the convocation ceremony follows with the drama that is performed by university students. and the Divine Birthday celebrations the next day morning on 23rd of November. On the Divine Birthday, Swami was sitting in front of a jam-packed Kulwant Hall. The most important day when all eyes and cameras are focused on the stage. A chair was kept to Swami which was meant for Dr. Kalam, but when he arrived, Dr. Kalam preferred to squat down and sit next to Swami, close to his lotus feet. It took all of us by surprise and every one of us clapped. When Swami told him to sit on the chair, Dr. Kalam smiled, shook his head and said, "Swami, today is your birthday and the most coveted and suitable place for me is a place next to your lotus feet." And he indicated at the divine lotus feet and continued to sit on the floor. After a few minutes, Swami could notice the difficulty being faced by Sri Kalam while sitting down, who was in his 70s at that time, and indicated once again at the chair, and it is only then Kalam sir got up and sat on the chair. Another unique episode that happened during the year 2002 was a clear example of how Swami had a special place in his heart for Dr. APJ Kalam. After the convocation, the venue shifts to Poonachandra Auditorium for the drama that is staged by students of the university. Swami sits on a revolving chair so that he can see the drama being presented on the stage in front, and at the same time, Swami occasionally turns the chair, particularly during the small gaps between the two scenes during the transitions. He rotates the chair 180 degrees so that he can give darshan, he can look at the audience, students who are sitting there behind him in the Poonachandra Auditorium. The chief guest usually sits next to the vice chancellor on one side and Swami on this revolving chair on the other side. And all of the VVIPs sit inside the enclosure that is identified as D block because of its shape. But in the year 2002, Swami wanted a special arrangement, and that happened for the first time. And at the last minute, during the time gap between the completion of the convocation ceremony and the beginning of this drama, soon after the convocation was over, Swami called us who make arrangements and told to arrange two identical rotating chairs, one for himself and another chair, a similar chair that was being used by Swami earlier during festivals. And he gave the directions to us to make Kalam sir sit on this chair. Swami made Dr. Kalam sit on his own chair and both of them watched the drama along with thousands of others who were around. You may say Dr. Kalam is the only person who had that unique privilege to sit on Swami's chair. That showed us how he had won a special place in the heart of Swami. The character of a person has two components, individual character and national character. Swami has said this in his discourses on man management. Dr. Kalam was a person with strong individual as well as national character. A strong defense is necessary to protect the country, and Dr. Kalam's contribution to the nation throughout his career in the field of defense is already known to everyone. That's the very reason that he was nicknamed as the Missile Man of India. That shows his national character. Dr. Kalam's life was a great lesson to us about how to live an ideal life with a strong individual character. It's very simple. Follow the master and finish the game of life on a winning note. APJ Abdul Kalam, knowingly or unknowingly, did exactly that. He emulated Swami during and after serving the country as president, and even before, during his career, he focused on two major fronts that needed focused efforts to make a strong nation. And these two fronts are education and the field of medicine. After serving the country as president, he devoted most of his time in educating students and spent time with children, students, the younger generation, on whom the future of the country depends on. Apart from this, very few of us are aware of Dr. Kalam's contributions in the field of medicine. He developed low-cost stent in collaboration with renowned cardiologist Dr. Soma Raju. The duo later on went on to develop a rugged tablet PC which is now being used in the healthcare in rural areas in the year 2012. Dr. Kalam visited several medical institutes and institutions that includes Sri Sathya Sai Hospital in Rajkot. Dr. Kalam was one of the invitees of the first anniversary of Swami's Super Speciality Hospital in Whitefield, Bangalore in the year 2002 in the month of January. He delivered a speech there in the Divine Presence. Dr. Kalam was passionate to serve one and all, the country and all the living beings on the planet in general, right till his last breath. He truly deserved the Bharat Ratna Award given by the Government of India. Above all, he was the rarest of gem chosen by beloved Swami himself to inspire millions of individuals through his own life. Our salutations to such a noble soul who is now merged at the lotus feet, his most preferred place that he prayed for and he truly deserved. Sai Ram.
So that was Brother Nitin Acharya sharing those amazing instances which reveal to us what a special place the Lord has for Dr. Kalam in his heart. He mentioned about individual character and national character. In fact, in his discourse during the convocation and birthday celebrations in 2002 and 2006, Swami referred to President Kalam as an example. And Dr. Kalam also used these opportunities to express his immense love for Bhagwan. I remember so many press publications during these years. In November 2006, the Deccan Chronicle said, "The president sits with devotees in Puttaparthi." The Free Press Journal in Mumbai said, "President Kalam to inaugurate state-of-the-art sport complex." The sprawling sports complex being inaugurated as part of the Silver Jubilee celebrations of the Sri Sathya Sai Institute of Higher Learning is spread over 4.8 acres, meets Olympic standards and boasts of one of the nation's largest indoor sport arenas, constructed in a record time of just 150 days. The Sri Sathya Sai University has some of the finest academic and sports facilities like an outdoor stadium, gymnasium, music college and a planetarium. The sports center adds another dimension to the existing cricket grounds. This is what the Free Press Journal said on 21st November 2006. You had the New Indian Express, Hyderabad, which said, "President ABJ Abdul Kalam penned a poem in Tamil on Sri Sathya Sai Baba and read it out today in the presence of thousands of Sai devotees who gathered here in Puttaparthi on the occasion of the 81st birthday of Sai Baba. Immediately after the first citizen completed his poem, a delighted Sathya Sai Baba shook hands with him. Kalam's poetry was translated by Sri Anil Kumar into Telugu. I have immense love for Sathya Sai Baba. I penned a poem in my mother tongue to greet Sai Baba on his birthday," said Kalam. The poem was greeted with loud applause from the audience. Kalam, who was the chief guest at the function, started his speech by greeting the devotees saying, "Namaskaram." Kalam deviated from the protocol and squatted on the floor along with the other devotees. And so on, went the newspaper report. November 2006. In fact, I have an audio clip of what President Kalam said on that morning before he had his poem read out in Telugu. Let's listen to Dr. Kalam on the morning of November 23rd, 2006.
Namaskar. Friends, what a beautiful day today. It's a beautiful day today because a divine light is shining in front of us, and that is in this earth's 81st birthday being celebrated by all of you. In human life, 80 years is a big period. But in divine life, it is like a fraction. Because you find divine life is purposeful. Continuously, it is upgrading the human being, their value system, their way of life. The combination of a dabas and performance and happiness. Tapas, performance and happiness. This is what I witnessed. Yesterday, I was with Swamiji in the International Indoor Auditorium. How can you think of 128 days a auditorium such type can come? It has come because of the divine blessings. And every day Swamiji was visiting that site. From the foundation dispute, yesterday there was an international matches, volleyball matches. It was a beautiful sight, young people, full of happiness, full of cheer. It is indeed an international indoor auditorium. We all, with reverence, we thank Swamiji for such a beautiful place he has given us. Friends, in 2002, I was here. The same place I was here. Swamiji promised 2003-2004 he will give water. The canal. It was exactly in air canal was there. Every birthday of Swamiji, a performance, what he has committed, and he is going to say what he will do next year. What a beautiful divine blessing for all of us. Friends, yesterday, I have composed a poem in honor of his celebration of birthday. But I put it in Tamil, my mother tongue. And also I translated in English. And also I have got in Telugu.
So then Dr. Kalam had Mr. Anil Kumar, Professor Anil Kumar, read out the poem that he had written in Tamil, in Telugu, which Dr. Anil Kumar, Professor Anil Kumar did it so beautifully. Let me now read out for you the English version of this poem that Dr. Kalam wrote for Bhagwan on his 81st birthday. It goes like this, I quote, "Our Milky Way is shining with millions and millions of stars. Our beloved star Sun, along with 8 other planets around, orbits the Milky Way, finishing one orbit in 250 million years. Somewhere in the galaxy echoed a voice in surprise. See there the Sun, see there the Earth, shining in glory, how come it has light? And a sweet and soft reply comes. It is not the mere light. It is the light of knowledge. It is the light of service. It is the light of peace. It is the light specially radiating from Prashantinilayam. When Earth completes its 80th orbit, carrying a great soul in its bosom." This is what Dr. Kalam dedicated to Bhagwan, which came spontaneously from him. Swami was so thrilled listening to this poem and his genuine love for him. In fact, in the divine discourse that Bhagwan gave, Swami mentioned how great ideals Kalam sir epitomizes and how they need to be emulated by the students. Swami said, all your learning is useless without love for God. You are all young. You should study well and earn a good name in society. This is what I expect from you. I do not want you to merely acquire high academic qualifications. There are many highly educated people in the world. But what good have they done for the world? You should work hard and make others happy. You will have fulfillment in life only when you make society happy. Kalam is highly educated and is devoted to the service of society. Render all possible service to society. That alone will make Swami happy. This is what Bhagwan said in his birthday address in 2006. In fact, when Dr. Kalam was a chief guest in 2002, on that occasion too, Swami referred to the life of Dr. Kalam and said how one should be inspired to serve one's motherland.
So students,
give up the idea of going abroad.
If you don't get any job, at least serve in your own residence. Serve the society. And see that you have a good name in society. Get a good name to your motherland, Bharat. You should get a good name that you are a man of action, that you are a man of duty. Therefore, we have to protect our own motherland. We have here a Mr. His Excellency Kalam, who is the President of Bharat. Till this day, he has not gone abroad. He has learned all the expertise of science and technology.
Here.
What is not present here is not available anywhere. What is not present here is not present anywhere. What you don't notice here, you don't find anywhere. In fact, all capacities, capabilities, resources are here in Bharat. High reputation is here in this country. You have forgotten the pristine glory of this country.
Dry land kanta nee poi even you cheyagalavu.
What is it you derive by going to the dry lands?
Idantha kevalamu oka vidhamaitundi natakanga chustunnaru.
This all appears to be a drama.
Nechinatundi vidyalu kuda nuvu akkada daramostunnaru.
And you dedicate all your knowledge to
it. Enta vidya nechalo anta swadeshamlo nee vinyoginchu.
All your knowledge in education must be beneficial.
You serve
your elders. And then you take care of your family. Then your parents will get good name. Students, today, during this convocation, this is the degree that
education
you should
have.
The degrees are given to you.
Care. Educate degree.
Get the degree of
educare.
It relates to the bliss of the self. Bliss of the self is
educare.
Bhagwan will take care of you in every way. You work when you are born. Never be lazy.
Lazy kaakurdu.
Don't be lazy.
Laziness is rust and dust.
Laziness is rust and dust.
Realization is the best and rest.
Realization is rest and best.
Realization.
Attain that realization.
Inadu.
Today.
Mana kalamochi. Yuk irrigation in kapula. Tan bhagam vahinchitamu. Nakento anandavayam.
Bhagwan is extremely happy with the visit of Kalam, the President of India.
Atanu. Desha gumanamu. ఎవరైనా కులాభిమానం అనుకుంటారు అతని కులాభిమానం కూడా లేదు.
హీ హాజ్ నో అఫిలియేషన్ ఆన్ గ్రౌండ్స్ కమ్యూనిటీ.
మహమ్మడన్
ఇస్ ఎ మహమ్మడన్.
ఏ మాత్రమూ భేదం లేదు.
హీ హాజ్ నో అఫిలియేషన్.
అందరినీ ప్రేమిస్తాడు.
హీ లవ్స్ ఆల్.
అందరినీ దగ్గర చేస్తాడు.
అండ్ హీ ఇస్ క్లోజ్ టు ఎవ్రీబడీ.
ఏ దేశము పోలేదు.
హీ హాజ్ నాట్ గాన్ ఎనీవేర్.
ఏ దేశం నుంచి విద్యను అభ్యసించలేదు.
హీ హాజ్ నాట్ గాన్ ఎనీవేర్.
భారతదేశం నుండి ఉండి అన్ని విధాలా సాధించాడు.
హీ స్టేడ్ హియర్ ఇన్ దిస్ కంట్రీ అండ్ హీ హాస్ బీన్ సర్వింగ్. సైంటిస్ట్
ఎవరు కనిపించలేదు ఇక్కడ.
సచ్ ఎ గ్రేట్ సైంటిస్ట్ యూ డోంట్ ఫైండ్ ఎనీవేర్.
అతనికి ఏమాత్రము ఒక విధమైన అలంకారం లేదు.
అండ్ నథింగ్ నో వాట్స్ ఎవర్.
అతని హృదయమే పెద్ద అలంకారము.
అండ్ హీ గోస్ బై విట్నెస్ ఆఫ్ హిస్ హార్ట్.
అతని మంచి గుణము.
హీ ఈస్ వన్ ఆఫ్ నోబుల్ క్యారెక్టర్
అన్నాడు. భారతదేశానికి ప్రెసిడెంట్ అయినాడు.
సో హీ కుడ్ బికమ్ ప్రెసిడెంట్ ఆఫ్ ఇండియా.
ఈ ప్రెసిడెంట్ అనేటువంటి వాడు ఇంకా ఇదేంటంటే ఉండి దేశాన్ని ఇంకా ఉద్ధరించాలని నేను ఆశిస్తున్నాను.
భగవాన్ వాంట్స్ హిమ్ టు సర్వ్ దిస్ కంట్రీ అండ్ బ్రింగ్ ఎ గుడ్ నేమ్ టు దిస్ కంట్రీ.
So that was from Bhagwan's Divine Discourse in 2002 convocation. Bhagwan hailed how Dr. Kalam gave all his time, energy, resources to his motherland. He had all the talent to go abroad and build a career for himself. But he decided to stay back and work for his mother. He decided to work so that his mother shines. And that is what Bhagwan wanted all of us to learn and cultivate, to serve the country. In fact, I remember seeing a television interview with Dr. Kalam, where the host asked, "Sir, what is your most fulfilling moment?" And Dr. Kalam said, "There have been so many milestones in my life." The host was expecting Dr. Kalam would say, maybe the SLV launch, when for the first time Dr. Kalam's team was successful in having Rohini satellite into orbit in 1980. Maybe it could be the time when the missile Agni was test fired in 1989. Or probably the time when Dr. Kalam unveiled his vision of India, developed India 2020, the vision document. Or perhaps the time when India became a nuclear power after Pokhran test. Dr. Kalam said, all these moments gave me a lot of happiness. But the moment which is the best, the moment which gave me fantastic happiness, is not these moments. These moments were good. These moments were good achievements. But what gave me fantastic happiness is, one day I was in the laboratory, and one Mr. Prasad, Professor Prasad, came to see me, and he saw me working in the lab, and he saw a material which was used as a heat shield for the Agni missile. He touched that material. He saw that it is so light and it is so strong. So he took Dr. Kalam to his orthopedic hospital, and Professor Prasad showed him 30 to 40 children below 15 years of age, how they were having these wooden calipers here. Children who were afflicted with polio could not walk, and they had to use these wooden calipers which were weighing 4 kilograms. For little children to have such weight in their legs was so difficult. And that is when Dr. Kalam went back, took this innovation material and built calipers for these children, which now weighed only 400 grams, unlike the wooden calipers which are 4 kilograms. And Dr. Kalam says, once we had prepared this, and when we gave it to these children, when this 30-40 of them wore these, in 10 days they were running. And I saw the parents of these children in tears. I saw them lost in happiness, seeing their children now walking normally. Dr. Kalam said, that is my life's greatest moment. That day I had tears of happiness. I had real ananda. I experienced what is ananda that day. That is Dr. Kalam. And when you come to think of it, how is it that he had such a beautiful blossoming of his heart? And I would think that it is because there was such a strong spiritual undercurrent in his life. Born and brought up in Rameshwaram and in that culture in Rameshwaram, he developed into a sage in the garb of a scientist. Many of our ancient rishis were scientists in the garb of a sage. You have Charaka Samhita, where you have the Rasendra Sara Sangraha, which lists down 17,000 chemicals that are present in our body. Sorry, 7 million chemicals which are present in our body. And this was mentioned 6,000 years ago by our rishis who were scientists. And here was Dr. Kalam, who was a sage in the garb of a scientist. In his book, Wings of Fire, Dr. Kalam mentions how when he sees what goes on inside the atom, he only finds there the dance of Shiva. He says, wherever you go on this planet, there is movement and life. Even apparently inanimate things like rocks, metal, timber, clay, they are all full of intrinsic movement, because there are electrons dancing around each nucleus. And he says this motion originates in their response to the confinement imposed on them by the nucleus by means of electric forces which try to hold them as close as possible. So electrons, like any individual with a certain amount of energy, they detest confinement. No one wants to be confined. And the tighter the electrons are held by the nucleus, the higher their orbital velocity. So the confinement of the electrons in an atom results in enormous velocities. It goes up to 1,000 kilometers per second. The more they are confined, the more faster they move. And he says these high velocities make the atom appear like a rigid sphere, just like a fast moving fan appears like a disc. And it is very difficult to compress atoms more strongly. And that is giving, that is thus giving matter its familiar solid aspect. So Dr. Kalam says everything solid actually contains so much of empty space within, and everything stationary contains so much movement within. And he says it is as though the great dance of Shiva is being performed on earth during every moment of our existence. This has always left me amazed. Dr. Kalam's vision of Shiva, the Tandava of Shiva, inside the atom, the dance of the neutrons and the electrons and protons. And it is not surprising that he named all the weapon systems of India as Prithvi. The surface-to-surface weapon system was called Prithvi. The tactical core vehicle was called Trishul. The surface-to-air defense system was called Akash. And the anti-tank missile project was called Nag. And then you had Agni, which was his long-cherished dream of a re-entry experiment of him. And in 1976, when Dr. Kalam's father passed away, Dr. Kalam said, in worldly terms, it was the death of just another old man. No public mourning was organized. No flags were lowered to half mast. No newspaper carried an obituary for him. He was not a politician, a scholar, or a businessman. He was a plain and transparent man. My father pursued the supreme value, the good. His life inspired the growth of all that was benign and angelic, wise and noble. He goes on to say, my father had always reminded me of the legendary Abu Ben Adam, who, waking one night from a deep dream of sleep, saw an angel writing in a book of gold the names of those who loved the Lord. And Abu asked the angel if his own name was on the list, and the angel replied in the negative. Disappointed but still cheerful, Abu asked, "Write my name down as one that loves his fellow men." The angel wrote and vanished. The next night, angel came again with a great wakening light, and he showed the names of those whom the love of God had blessed. And now Abu's name was the first on the list. Yes, I feel it is the same with Dr. Kalam too. He is on the top of the list of people whom God loved, whom God loved so much that he gave his own chair to sit, and he took him to his bosom in the most pain-free and peaceful manner, in the manner that Dr. Kalam always wanted to go back to him. Go back while he's active, while he's fully engaged doing his work, while he's engaged teaching young students about the value of goodness. Pablo Picasso said, "The purpose of life is to find out your gift, and the meaning of life is to give it away." Bhagwan showed us how to lead such a life, and Dr. Kalam lived such a life. Just to reiterate to us that it is not impossible to lead such a life. It is not too much to ask from us. It is not that times have changed and we cannot be a Satya Harishchandra or a Gandhiji. Dr. Kalam used to say, no matter what is the environment around you, it is always possible to maintain your brand of integrity. And he maintained it. Now it is for us to take inspiration and make our lives the way Bhagwan wants us to be. To make our lives his message in our own little beautiful ways, and become a star in his Milky Way, become a star in his sky, shining, guiding, soothing, and reflecting his light and his love. Dear listeners, it's been really beautiful reflecting on the beautiful relationship that Bhagwan and Kalam have. And it is for us now to dwell on such a great soul like Kalam and pray to Bhagwan that we too imbibe those virtues and top the list of people whom God loves. With that, with those thoughts, I have to take your leave because time is running out. I'm Team Radio Sai's Bishu. If you have any queries or suggestions, please feel free to write to us. As always, you can write to listener@radiosai.org. Finally, on behalf of all of us at Radio Sai, we place our humble salutations at Bhagwan's lotus feet. And I thank each one of you for your patience, for your support, encouragement, and being with us all throughout the day as we spend time in this beautiful satsang, ruminating on his name, his glory, and his love. Thank you so much. Let us live our lives such that our lives becomes a song of his love. Even as I sign off, at 10 o'clock you will listen to a drama on Saint Tukaram being presented by the children from Sri Siddhi Sai Vidyapeeth, Sri Shailam. This was staged in front of Bhagwan on 1st September 2009. So keep listening, keep relishing, and keep enjoying the bliss of Bhagwan. Thank you so much. Sai Ram.